Beyond Blue and the Hunter Institute of Mental Health have created new resources for people after they have attempted suicide. These booklets feature real-life experiences from people who have been through the experience before or supported loved ones in their recovery. The booklets are targeted at people who have attempted suicide, people supporting someone after a suicide attempt, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. We caught up with Beyond Blue CEO Georgie Harmon to find out more.
We know that every year the official suicide rate is about 2,500 people die by suicide every year. We know that those figures are probably an underestimate. But we also know that at least 65,000 Australians every year attempt suicide. And that's a figure that we don't hear very often. So my math says that that's about 180 people a day attempting. Now, these resources are absolutely targeted at those 180 people a day who are in such pain that they feel that the only way out is potentially to take their life. And, you know, all of those people have friends and family who, after a suicide attempt, are often feeling confused, bewildered, sometimes even angry, and really not knowing what to do, not knowing what the right thing to do is, not wanting to exacerbate or cause additional stress to the person, not knowing whether or not to even raise the topic. You know, it talks people through these kinds of things and, you know, how to deal with specific situations.
These new booklets can be ordered online or downloaded at beyondblue.org.au/the way back. For more information, you can call the Beyond Blue support line 24 hours a day on 1300 224 636.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.